Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's time to talk about naked women between the records with JJ, Joanne, and Jason.
What? No.
Yeah, bare naked ladies.
Oh.
Not what you think. Yep, it's coming later. We talked to the lead singer. He's amazing.
I was like, what? I'm not prepared for this one.
I just got to shut him down as fast as I can before people go.
Ed Robertson of Bare Naked Ladies will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Reason being, they're playing Pine Knob, and we wanted to take a minute to, A, congratulate Pine Knob of 50 years. It's the 50th anniversary. That's hard to believe. It really is.
Wow, 50 years.
Yeah, but Jim, you've almost been going to Pine Knob for that long. That's not a slam. That's reality.
Joanne,
you know what I mean?
I wasn't at the very first show there, but I was there the first year. I can guarantee you that. I was 19 years old. Yes, indeed. Over the years, the amount of shows. And I am very happy to tell you guys that I've actually performed on stage twice. Yes, twice.
All right, explain.
At Pine Knob over the years. All right. First one, I was invited to be a backup singer for the Beach Boys doing Barbara Ann. We actually invited a couple of listeners, and we got to be part of it.
Were you high part or the low part?
I think I was a
Barbara
Ann.
Okay.
Was it? And by the way, I accused Mike Love of the Beach Boys in a post-interview many years later that my microphone was not turned on. He said, 100% not true. 100% not true. Our microphones were on, and we were part of the show. And then secondly, the Dick the Bruiser band opened for some crazy band at Pine Knob years ago, and I played the tambourine off-key. I can even play the tambourine off-key.
How is that possible?
It's just my nature, dude. That's because I suck at
There's
playing music.
There's only one key for a tambourine in Jim.
Right, wait,
I blew it.
Oh. That's hilarious. Oh, that's cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
When was the second episode you played with the Beach Boys and the Dick the Bruiser band? But, I mean, you've been there for thousands of concerts in your career, though.
100%. And hundreds of onstage appearances introducing
bands. That's my favorite part, man. There's nothing better. You know, when you introduce, like, the opening act and it's like a quarter to half full, right? The energy is kind of there. But there is nothing like introducing the main act of a show at Pine Knob when it's, like, either, you know, super hot or everyone's just been partying. It doesn't matter the weather. The energy that you get, right? Because it's a crescendo of sound. When it comes, it's like it falls from the back all the way to the front, and it hits you like a wave.
You're 100% right. The words out of my mouth. When you are standing on stage in front of a full house, whether it's at Pine Knob or Cobo or wherever the heck it was, even the Silver Dome, the energy you get just standing there as the DB from the radio station introducing them, it's still one of the most exciting moments you can have. And I always go up and I beg the guy. I go talk to the drummer. I beg him. I said, please, here's my last few words. Please, you know, start playing when I introduce you, you know, and don't let there be like this empty pause after I get
that.
Done
when
talking.
They're like, oh, it's a soft opening. Just go out there and say, coming up in a few minutes. It's the
worst. I hate that.
I hate that too.
Air out of the balloon at that point. Yes. I beg them to start playing right on cue.
Right.
And when it happens that way, it's magic. And then you sort of jog off the stage as the band's playing. Yeah.
It's addicting.
I don't remember ever introducing a band myself, but it turns out when you were news, you didn't do that. You know what I mean? I've only been doing this radio thing for 4 years. But my
Pine Knob didn't have teleprompters, Joanne.
Yeah, I know. Oh, stop. So my dad did, of course, and a number of different bands did he introduce. But I will tell you, and I've told you guys before, I have this memory of being at the... Yes, don't laugh. The Captain and Tennille show back in the 70s. So this was the first decade of Pine Knob. I'm not kidding. And my dad was introducing them, but we went behind the stage and they were playing Frisbee behind the stage. I just remember as a little girl, it was the first time like, oh, because they were cool back then, or at least in my little mind, they were cool back then. And to watch them playing Frisbee before they started playing was fun. So that was a great memory. And my dad would go off and introduce bands.
I'll never, ever forget that time your dad introduced Glenn Miller and his orchestra. That was a moment in time.
Please.
I think they were promoting War Bonds at the time. Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
War
now,
Bonds.
Now, JC, you had to have gotten I just can't.
You too can help the boys on the overseas.
Jason, you have to have introduced a bunch of country bands with your work at YCD,
oh,
right?
Oh, I've just so many different shows, and I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of different shows, memories, being backstage. I mean, a lot of the bands, especially in the country radio I've seen, they really take care of the radio people. Yes. Rascal Flatts comes to mind right away. They always, always had a radio room where one of the dressing rooms was decked out, and it had an open bar, and they had, you know, tons of stuff to do. The band would come in and hang out and talk. You got to know them. So, I mean, that's definitely one of my memories, playing ping pong backstage with Lady Antebellum, because they brought a ping pong table with them on tour, and they played before every show. So being able to do that was a memory. One of my fondest memories, though, from DTE was one of the Brad Paisley shows, and it might have even been one of the hoedowns like years ago. I don't remember. Anyway, it was Brad Paisley, and much like Rascal Flatts, they had a radio room, and they invited everybody from the radio station to come and hang out at the show, which is usually like only like the morning show and the program director and, you know, maybe one of the other, you know, day parts would be there. But this was open to everybody. So they had a whole bunch of people backstage. And at one point during the show, Brad's like, all right, we're going to bring everybody up on stage. They had a bar on stage throughout the whole show. And there was somebody there, and they'd have a couple of their big fans from the fan club up there for a song or two. Then they usher them off and bring in other people. And then there was a time when they brought all the radio people out, and they were serving beer off a tap, and we're all drinking and having a good time. And then finally, the tour manager walks out when we're all having a good time. And I'll never forget this, because it was me, our boss Tim, it was Rachel Hunter, and it was Dr. Don back then. And we're all standing there pounding beers and having fun, and the guy just walked up and handed us microphones. And he's like, Brad wants you to sing with him. We're like, what? Like, we were singing like alcohol, and since the day I left Milwaukee, and I'm out there belting it out.
Oh,
I
course.
Had probably Jason. A dozen beers in me at the time. Oh, it was God. Out of control.
Well, that's even better than my Beach Boys story. Come on.
Seriously,
it was so much
yes,
fun. So that was one of my fun YCD moments. There was one other one I want to tell you guys about. When I worked at DRQ way back in the day, this is early 2000, we had our summer shows called Heat Raves. And at one of the shows, Puff Daddy was there, Diddy at the time. And I knew that he was going to be there, so I wore a whole Sean John outfit, right? Because I wanted to impress him. I wanted him to notice me, and I wanted to hang out with Diddy. I'm doing a break on the air. We had our little on-air segment set up backstage. I'm talking. All of a sudden, somebody jumps on my back, and give me that microphone. Ripped it out of my hand when I'm on the air. I turn around. It's Diddy. He jumped on my back, grabbed the microphone, and is running away from me towards Fat Joe. And I'm like, what is happening? Diddy just stole this microphone from me on the air. It was a great moment. And afterwards, he said, thanks, you know, for repping Sean John. And they ended up sending me like two outfits.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'll never forget that. Diddy jumped on my back and stole my microphone when I was doing a break on the air.
That's
Jason,
forever.
I'm going to be you when I grow up.
All right,
now, would it be shocking to you guys that some of my fondest memories involve Michael W. Smith?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Does he ever play Pine Knob?
He does. He doesn't anymore, but he did. This was like almost a decade ago. We saw him in a concert. It was phenomenal. That's when he promoted that he was doing this cruise through Canada. Like you go to Quebec and Montreal and then Nova Scotia and you ended up in Boston, Bar Harbor, Maine. Fantastic. Cruise lines do that along the St. Lawrence Seaway. Fantastic cruise. Anyway, so that was the first time we vacationed with Michael W. Smith. We were kind of like a...
That's how the friendship sparked.
A groupie. That's how it started. But hold on, here's... What?
Let me go on a limb and suggest that there wasn't a lot of weed smoking on the lawn.
No, there wasn't.
For the Michael
no,
W.
not
Smith.
That show.
They were sliding down the hill when it was wet. Okay.
So listen, let me finish this story and then I'll get to a weed smoking story that's kind of funny. So we go on that cruise that during that concert that we hear him promote. We didn't know we ever did fan events, right? We thought, well, that'd be an amazing cruise to go on. So we met him on that cruise and it was great. Got to know his people and him a little bit and it was great. So then he was at Pine Knob again. Just a month after we got off the cruise ship, because the first concert was a year before the cruise, right? So we go again and we get backstage passes. So we go back and we say hi and we're like, hey, it's us again. I swear to you, he looked at us like we were like, are these going to be stalkers?
Yeah.
Like we just got off a cruise ship and they're back. I swear to you, he had a look
that
on his face.
That would strike
like, oh,
the
no.
fear of God in me as well. Seriously.
And now, wait a minute. So we've been to his farm in Tennessee at an event. We've seen him, I mean, so many times. So the last time when we went to Hawaii last fall, you guys, you know, it was a Michael W. Smith event, right? Mm-hmm. So Eric, like an idiot, sorry, honey, says to Michael W. Smith kind of across, he's like 20 feet away from us. And he goes, hi, he puts his hand up and Eric goes, hey, it's Joanne and Eric. You know, we're the couple from Detroit.
Oh,
he
God.
Looks, he goes, I know who you guys are.
You stalk me everywhere.
Yes.
He's got your pictures on his bus, like, do not let in.
Correct.
He likes us. He's such a nice guy. He's such a good guy. And we love his music. We love him as a person.
All right, enough about that. Weed
story, smoking.
Yes. Thank you.
So that's another memory for me at Pine Knob is when I took Adam to a concert, and it was probably after either... I don't know, you guys. It was Sam Hunt. When Sam Hunt came to DTE, he didn't kick off the summer like Eddie Money used to, but it was like the day he finished school. And I don't remember if it was his freshman year, eighth grade year, whatever. Anyway, we go to the concert and he and his friends just want to walk around and be like grown-ups. And of course, that made me a little nervous because I didn't think they were all that old. And all I'm smelling is weed the entire show. And I'm thinking, my baby, what's he doing?
He's country music.
He was sparking up a bong in the parking lot, Joanne. That's what he was
doing.
Totally.
I couldn't find him. I'm like, oh my gosh.
He couldn't find his ass with his hands either after that.
Head right now. Somewhere Adam's in the corner twitching from a weed joint.
Yes.
I was freaking out. Anyway.
All right, two little quick postscripts of encounters. One was John Mellencamp. I was happened to be introducing the show, and I was backstage beforehand. And the artist's room, the door was cracked open, and he's in there lounging on the couch, having a beer or whatever the heck he was. And I walked by and just sort of looked in and nodded, and he says, hey, wait a minute. Come on back here. There ain't no rock stars in here. So he invited me in to sit down and chat with him for a few minutes before the show. Yeah,
that's
very
awesome.
Curious. And then
love it.
I have mentioned this before, but a few years, a couple of years before Eddie Money passed away, we always met at the station and then back at Pine Knob backstage before the show and all of that. And as he's leaving the radio broadcast earlier in the day, he says, hey, he says, you're coming out tonight, right? I said, yeah, of course. He says, okay, you're going to have your own dressing room.
Oh, my gosh.
At Pine Knob. He said, we've done this long enough. You deserve to have your own room at Pine Knob for the show tonight. So I think I laugh it off, think nothing of it. Sure enough, I get there and there's like a piece of doctor's adhesive tape, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Just stuck to the door and in a Sharpie was my name written on it. I go in there and there's a warm bottle of water and a bag of 10-cent potato chips sitting on the table in a couch. And that was my dressing room for the Eddie Money show.
Oh, hilarious. All the demands you made, the blue M&Ms.
Yeah, the writer, they didn't follow it at all.
Yeah, clearly they didn't, mm-hmm. No. Oh, that's great. I remember seeing Bob Seger there when I was a teenager. I've told you guys before. He was so amazing. That concert, what a performer,
yeah.
What a guy who played to the audience. You didn't even have to like Bob Seger. You would be in love with him and his music when you left that show, because I wasn't a huge fan before I went to that show. Honest to God, when I was younger, when I was a teenager, it was okay. I didn't love him. I'm telling you, I went to that concert and I just, lifelong fan since then. It was amazing. So many great memories.
I just can't believe that it's the 50th year, and obviously we want to, you know, thank DTE. You know, they were the title sponsor for like 21 years, and the amount of money and renovations and innovations that they've put into that facility, it is one of the best facilities in the country to see a concert. So thank you to DTE, but we are happy that it's called Pine Knob again.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. The whole world is. Yeah. Happy anniversary. That's we leave where we started off by congratulating Pine Knob on 50 years, and we know that one of the shows will be Bare Naked Ladies, back to the naked woman portion of our broadcast today. Between the Records with JJ, Joanne, and Jason, and Ed Robertson is on the show with us. Hello, Ed.
Good morning. That's a lot of J's going down in this.
Yes, it is. We've had this discussion
a lot
before.
Of J's.
And I have five sisters.
You're supposed to be Tigers there. J's are in Toronto.
Oh, that's a good point. Although I will tell you, I have five sisters and we're all J's too. So I'm very comfortable in this setting here.
Okay. Wonderful.
Six sisters, all with the letter J as their first initial. It's really crazy. Hey, Ed, this is JJ, Ed, and I don't want to get off on the wrong foot for this interview, but I did take note of the fact that when you started this little endeavor several years ago, it was you and Stephen Page, just a duo, correct?
That is correct. That was 1988.
Okay, so now you are a quartet, but for a while you were a quintet, and I'm not very good at math, but I feel compelled to tell you that, you know, when you get an amount of money and you divide it by two, each guy makes a lot more money than when you divide it by five. What were you thinking?
That was a fatal flaw, but luckily, JJ, there was so much money to be divided.
That's right.
That it didn't matter.
Ouch.
Totally.
I got to tell you, I've seen you guys perform a few different times, and you guys are so much fun. Anytime BNL is in town, you know that it's going to be an amazing show. And now your tour is coming back to Pine Knob again with Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket. And I just know that it's going to be a party. Are you ready to party in Detroit again?
Well, I think everybody is ready. You know, I don't know if you guys heard down there in America, but up in Canada, we had a global pandemic.
Yes. What is this pandemic you speak of?
How good is it, though, that we're coming back to Pine Knob?
Amen.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
For
no
the 50th
kidding.
Anniversary of Pine Knob.
For a while there, they had misleading words and names on the front of that place, but we referred to it as Pine Knob the entire time.
Everybody did, and they got the message, but I'm going to say it again. I've said it before. Props to DTE for spending all of the money to make that place possible and the improvements that went into the venue. So I'm not a DTE hater. I just like Pine Knob for sure.
Me either. They're the reason that it's still there.
Yes, they are.
Such a great place to play, for sure.
So you're calling this the Last Summer on Earth tour, which you've been doing for, since 2012, I think, is the deal. For those people who don't know why the tour is always called that, explain the reason.
Well, we originally named it when there was all the headlines about the Mayan calendar coming to an end.
Yeah.
It was just a tongue-in-cheek, like, well, if this is going to be the last summer on Earth, we may as well party. Then, 2 years ago, when the pandemic hit, we thought, this might actually be the last summer on Earth.
Right!
New life into the tour's name!
So we're glad it wasn't, and we're really glad to be heading out on this tour again.
Well, we can't wait. And, you know, we were all watching your video for It's a Good Life. First of all, Jason mentioned when he talked about you guys that you're fun. I'm telling you, it's the first word I think about when I think Bare Naked Ladies. I think fun. And the same thing when I heard the song.
Oh, you're talking about the band.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am, Jim. Get your mind out of the gutter. First of all, It's a Good Life. Fantastic song. I mean, it's one of those songs that I think it's going to be in my mind all day today because it's so catchy. It's such a fun song. And the video is a blast, too. Tell us about filming that video because it looked like you guys were just having a blast.
It was so fun. I mean, that song is about being grateful. I sent it to the guys, and Tyler responded right away. Documentary channel banger. it's the history of the band in 3 minutes. And we rented this crazy bike from a dude in Quebec. There are, like, I've never seen anything like it. But all
Me
five
neither.
Of us were facing each other in a circle, riding around the parks and streets in Toronto and singing this song. It was the most bizarre thing. And the funny thing was people were like, oh, my God, what is that bike? What is it? Hey, that's Bare Naked Ladies.
I gotta ask, how was it like
really
when you're riding that bike? You're sitting to the side, so basically you're pedaling forward, but you're moving to the side. Was that like? Did that mess with your head at all when you guys first got on the bike and got going?
It was strange to be on a bicycle pedaling, but you are not controlling the steering or the brakes. Only Jim Cregan was in charge of where we went and how fast we went. So it was really funny.
That's awesome.
Oh, hey, let's take a second. I know we only have a few minutes with you, but I want our audience to experience a little bit of the good life anyway.
Okay, you know, last year I did a senior video for my son for the whole senior class. This song would have been perfect for that. I should have used that. I can see that now. And I mean, I know there's copyright issues and everything, Ed, so forgive me for that. But man, what a great song that is. Just a blessing. No, that took me about 40 hours to put together that hour-long video. I'm not doing it again this year. But anyway... It is awesome. It really is. And we can't wait to see you. Gin Blossoms 2, Toad the Wet Sprocket. You friends with all these guys?
That's going to be a night of good music. I actually met the Toad guys for the first time. We just did a festival together in Mexico. We've sort of been crisscrossing paths for decades. And finally met those guys down in Mexico. We did a gig with our Hootie pals down there.
Yeah.
And good folks. We've had the same agent and been around the same labels for years. But we just met a couple months ago. So I'm really looking forward to the tour.
I'm also looking forward to your guys' 16th studio album, The Tour de Force, which came out last summer. And so you guys got the whole tour accompanying with everything. So the album's great. The song is awesome. I love Good Life. Also, Roll Out was another one that they that I heard.
Okay.
Really good tunes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, you guys
Thank
are just
yeah,
playing.
Man, we're still doing it.
I hope forever.
We love it. Yeah, exactly, because you're great music.
And
we
do you
need
still
this
encourage
kind of music.
People to bring boxed macaroni cheese to your shows?
We encourage people to take those boxed macaroni and cheese and donate them to their local food bank.
Perfect.
Very good.
Yep, very good.
Yes. It's all good, clean Canadian fun, my friends. Bare Naked Ladies, Ed Robertson. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join the JJ and Joanne show.
Always a pleasure to get back to the Detroit area. Can't wait to play Pine Knob again.
I know, 4th of July weekend, too. So it's just going to be a big party. You guys are kicking off a celebration of a weekend. It's just going to be so much fun.
Great. Thanks, Ed.
Come on down and get your Bob Seger on, everybody.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks to Ed Robertson, Bare Naked Ladies, and thanks for the memories, Pine Knob, 50 years. And thank you for checking out Between the Records with JJ, Joanna, Jason, always available on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.